Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement for episode 129, where we examine a movie or video through an organizational lens. For this episode, we are examining the Private Snafu training video series commissioned by the U.S. War Department during 1943 to 1945. Private Snafu was a series of at least 26 black and white animated shorts of 3 to 5 minutes in length, recounting various misadventures of the title character as he goes off to war. The purposes of the training videos were to socialize and reinforce the importance of adherence to existing Army policies and procedures, and helping to introduce soldiers to potential hazards and challenges that they would face in combat. It was produced by Warner Brothers using a Looney Tunes animation style. The shorts used comedy to get the point across. Private Snafu was a clueless and reckless soldier prone to malingering, cutting corners, paying no attention to surroundings, or directly rebelling against and breaking rules. Each video put Snafu in a common wartime situation where he would make the wrong decision that would risk the rest of Snafu's unit or the overall mission. In the end, he would either mend his ways or face dire consequences. The use of comedy helped make the content accessible to an audience that was dealing with a lot of fear and uncertainty in the wartime environment while facing a determined and resourceful enemy. Soldiers would learn to not want to be like Snafu and instead see following the rules as necessary for both surviving and getting home after the war was over. The video series would be well remembered, although the films would disappear from public view for decades after the war, resurfacing largely through social media in the early 21st century. It serves as a good case study for the socialization of organizational policies and procedures more generally to a reluctant audience. After all, mandatory training is known for both its importance in organizational life, but also as drudgery and a bane of the workplace environment. The Private Snafu series may have succeeded in maintaining the soldiers' attention, but some of the tactics used, such as sexist and racist tropes, would not be considered acceptable at workplaces today. Which leads to important questions about what kinds of media and approaches would be most effective and most efficient, given the increasing breadth and complexity of workplace rules and policies that need to be socialized among the workforce. Training that appears to only satisfy a legal requirement and does not engage the workers may be resented. Training that only preaches the policy could be ignored and quickly forgotten. Training that emphasizes style over substance, on the other hand, could muddle the message. Finding the suitable balance, thus, is a major challenge for training material developers. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.